unemployed workers are hired to build the Atwater market. Music. Back then, Montreal was a city of nightclubs. You could even say that Montreal's jazz scene was born here. The first jazzmen, Oscar Peterson, Oliver Jones, and Rufus Rockhead, Montreal's great jazz promoter.
Comets from the farthest icy reaches of the solar system roam the empty space between the planets.
Whoa, hold it! Stop right there.
That, my friends, was the way we saw the solar system 40 years ago, or in fact just 15 or 20 years ago. A well-organized solar system with clearly defined categories of objects.
Good work! I'll let you into the secret passage. Oh, take this flashlight. You can't be too careful.
Science education in high school should be designed around sex and human biology. It's a shock every time I hear that a school board has caved into pressure and kept sex education out of schools. I'm sure opponents of sex ed have no intention of providing that information to their own children. In a time of easy access to the most explicit films, videos, magazines, and books, who can believe it's better to keep youngsters ignorant by denying them some accurate facts? They're going to get all kinds of anecdotal, apocryphal stuff about sex from their peer group anyway. By starting their instruction with human sexuality and reproduction, teachers will be able to go on to practically every other subject in science. It just takes a hard look from a different perspective. After all, we're not trying to train future scientists. Only a small percentage of high school graduates will go on in science, yet all of them will be able to use information that science can provide for the rest of their lives. And you can bet they will remember those lessons vividly in their life after high school.